I'm not gonna lie, I like some of Trump's policies, and that's the reason why I voted for him. But did I know it was gonna threaten America? The America that I keep safe every day?
America's airport security has been thrown into chaos.
The Trump administration is ending collective bargaining for more than 50,000 TSA workers across the country.
According to TSA officers, the consequences could be deadly.
With this current administration, I was expecting it to bring order. You know, to me, it has brought chaos.
In March, without warning, the Department of Homeland Security illegally ripped up the TSA's union contract.
These are the people responsible for staffing the airport, making sure things like weapons and explosives don't make their way through security.
We're gonna see terrorist attacks. We're gonna see vulnerabilities that should never, ever exist ever again.
Experts say this is part of a bigger plan, detailed in Project 2025, to cut staff, slow down security lines, and let the system fail.
They're using the keyword privatization to say, hey, we're cutting the fat, we're cutting TSA, but I think there's ulterior motives.
We spoke with airport security officers and flight attendants to understand the impact of Trump's unprecedented move against the TSA union and what it could mean for air travel and workers across the country.
I've been flying for about 5 years on 9/11, and it was the flight that I flew quite frequently, Flight 175, that you can picture slamming into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. After that happened, we were gathered together trying to make sense of what had just happened. And there was a big sign on the door that said, never forget. And I thought, who the hell is ever going to forget this?
Sarah Nelson has been a flight attendant for nearly 30 years. She also represents flight attendants across the industry as president of the American Flight Attendants Association.
And it was my good friends who died on 9/11, which is why the TSA was formalized. When they died, there was private security going to the lowest bidder at all of our airports, none of it connected to anything else.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, was created to standardize and strengthen airport security nationwide.
For the first time, airport security will become a direct federal responsibility.
Federalizing the workforce, making this a professional job, and connecting to all of our other intelligence agencies immediately made security better and plugged the holes that cost us more than 3,000 lives.
For the first decade of its existence, TSA workers had no union, no contract, no collective voice.
We knew that we had to work with those workers to gain the right to organize.
Workers unionized with the American Federation of Government Employees in 2011 and agreed to a first contract a year later.
When someone is in a high-pressure situation doing security work, but they're trying to move people through so they can get to their flights, so they can spend money in the airport, there's a lot of pressure to let things go. And with that union, they were able to raise their hand and say, we got to slow things down. We have to make things a little less convenient for people in order to be safe. And once they got their union, we had that added security.
In 2023, TSA workers were able to secure a much-needed pay raise of 30%, a huge win for a group that once said they'd make more money working at a sandwich shop.
This week, TSA's workforce of 60,000 will get their first substantial pay raise since the agency was created in 2001.
The contract that they just negotiated with pay and benefits and security that makes it a career job finally stopped the attrition that had people running out the door before, so that you have not only a professional workforce that's well-trained and connected to the rest of the country and to all of our intelligence, but also people who want to stay there because it's a good job.
The attrition rate fell by nearly 50% after the new contract was signed, but now all of those gains are in jeopardy. Bobby, a former Marine, has worked as a TSA baggage officer at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport for nearly 15 years.
I've seen everything in a bag, from dead gerbils in a bag to a kitchen sink. You name it, I've seen it. I've opened a bag where it was a garbage bag and it was meat full of maggots. As a passenger, do you want those maggots getting loose under the plane and getting in your bag? What I like about my job is I protect America. You know, I love protecting America. I love the people that I interact with, you know, because I'm a people person. People think it's a benign job, but it's an important job. If I have any suspicion at all, I check that bag because lives are at stake. It's not just a bag. That bag represents a life. What this current administration has done is they literally took away our bargaining rights. We signed a 7-year contract in good faith. They think the union's a bad thing. We're not telling them how to do their job. We're just making our life more comfortable, and they can concentrate on the security of people.
Since the Trump administration's announcement to dissolve the TSA union, Bobby has noticed major shifts among his coworkers.
The morale has gone down quite significantly because people are unsure about their jobs. People are thinking, how am I going to support my family?
The employees are scared, they're mad, they're upset. The workforce is continuously calling me, what's really going on? Because this was such an illegal action taken by the agency. I compare it to when you're making mortgage payments and the bank decides, you know what, we're going to foreclose on your house, even though you've been making the payments, just so we can make more money because your house is worth double than it was before. And it's going to cause a lot of problems in the workplace. And believe you me, the worst thing that can happen is having confusion in the workplace.
Johnny Jones has worked at Dallas-Fort Worth alongside Bobby since the TSA was formed in the aftermath of 9/11. He says TSA agents are facing the worst conditions since the agency was created.
Go in there and try to put a day off or change your vacation and see what happens today. You don't have that consistency. It's gone. It's all gone. That's because it's not guaranteed any longer. It was in your contract, but now it's gone. When you have confusion, people make mistakes. When people are not being able to stay focused, maybe they make a mistake while they're screening a bag and something happens.
But the officers we spoke to are even more worried about what could happen if the courts actually allow the Trump administration to end their contract, opening the door for mass layoffs.
The next thing would be to privatize the workforce, because when they cut the staff, the lines get long, all of a sudden they're going to say, well, guess what? The TSOs can't do the job anymore. Let's privatize it. And now they're trying to bring it to fruition.
Contained in Project 2025, the Trump administration's unofficial playbook, is a two-step plan for the TSA. Step one, deunionize immediately. Step two, privatizing TSA screening. And in late March, Republicans introduced a measure to privatize the TSA.
I'll guarantee you I'll be driving. I won't fly if it's private, because that person will make me unsafe. We get vetted, you know, we get vetted hard. And they're going to find the cheapest labor they can to take it over, because it's about the bottom dollar. If you get rid of the workforce, you know, TSA, you're going to get rid of a lot of experience over time.
When you're traveling with your family and you see a TSA officer, you know that that's a federal employee doing the job to uphold the Constitution and to protect your family to get to your destination.
TSA workers believe that if the Trump administration's attack on their union isn't blocked, it will set the stage for a war on workers' rights at large.
Their fears turned into reality when Trump signed an executive order to end union rights for federal workers.
This is Pat Coe on steroids.
In 1981, 13,000 members of the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization, or PATCO, went on strike for better conditions. President Reagan gave them an ultimatum: return to work or be fired.
Congress passed a law forbidding strikes by government employees against the public safety. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
When the striking air traffic controllers stood their ground, he fired them all. Reagan considered privatizing the FAA, but ultimately decided against it.
When President Reagan fired the air traffic controllers who were out on strike, fighting for decent pay, for a 32-hour work week, for a good life, in return for their service to our country, he sent a message to the rest of corporate America that it was open season on unions. So corporations went out and fought, and today there's less than 6% of the private sector that's unionized. We've got to rush to the sides of government workers like we failed to do in 1981.
The Flight Attendants Union and AFGE, which represents TSA workers,
have sued the Trump administration.
The goal of the lawsuit is to stop the agency's illegal action.
Hopefully with this lawsuit, we get an injunction and we could depend on AFGE again. It will help people be more secure. You not go to bed and losing sleep over the fact they might lose their job at any minute.
When the court process has run its course, we have to be willing to do whatever it takes in order to defend these collective bargaining rights, in order to defend working people's rights. But it's also about pushing back against this idea that union contracts can just be canceled from one day to the next.
I voted for Trump, but was my decision the right decision? I have to live with that every day. I have a sense of pride in me where, you know, I served this country and I served the country helping protecting America, you know? There hadn't been a plane to go down since 9/11. I take pride in that. We're all about legacy in this world. We want to leave something behind. We're not making things better. We're going backwards. And I hate that, you know? All because of money.
Thank you so much for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more More Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories that you would like for us to investigate, just drop them in the comments below.